Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hello and welcome to The Rabbit Hole with Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle. We should warn you, there are swears. Enjoy. Welcome to Rabbit Hole. Catherine is joining me in the studio.
Wait for the creak. Oh, silent.
She's oiled her knees, the listener. What you're listening to here is a bonus bit of Rabbit Holington. We had technical issues at the last one, so we didn't get to record as much as we wanted to. Normally we'd record over 2 hours at an evening. And we had a real problem with the thing, and we almost called the evening off, and it was almost... Well, you tell them, Catherine. Why don't I tell you? Tell them.
There was a persistent buzzing, and it wasn't me.
That is vulgar. Why have you gone straight...
No, I didn't mean that.
Well, you... Oh, come on. Well, what did you think it meant?
You know, like an annoying buzz.
Again, you're going straight to...
I wasn't talking about a vibrator. I don't own one.
What used to be called marital aids.
Yeah.
And I never forget... When I was a kid, I was really into my karate, and we drove past a shop, and I went, "Oh, Mum, it's a martial arts shop. Can we go in there?" She went, "No, it's
marital
not aids. Marital aids." Yeah,
said that on the shop.
Yeah. That's what they used to do in the old days. I'm old enough to remember coming into London, and the sex shops. It was just black, mm-hmm. black windows, black doors, no signs. And I'd say, "What are those? You don't want to know."
Filth. That's what they are. Filth.
Well,
now it's all brazen. You see it in the window.
You do see. I was surprised. This is years ago, and I walked down Slough High Street. There was an Ann Summers in the High Street. It's incredible.
I've never been in an Ann Summers.
Oh, come on.
I haven't. When I had my hen night, I specified I didn't want any of that stuff, although my mum did go in there for me. She said I went in and it was all 90s and stuff at the front, all the acceptable stuff, and then towards the back it gets filthier.
Yeah,
and she went in looking for like a bit of fun, like chocolate willies and all that stuff. Stuff
fun,
I don't like. Oh, my mum's from Salford. Yes, it is fun.
She likes chomping on a chocolate cock.
No, she just wanted a bit of cheeky fun. Anyway,
she was hungry. She was hungry. She couldn't make it to the newsagents.
She said, "I looked round and I knew you didn't want any of that tacky stuff, so I was going to get you all the tacky stuff."
Yeah.
She said, "I said to the woman, 'Have you got anything for a hen night?' And she gave me what looked like a bouquet of flowers, but the thing you hold was a great big knob." She said, "Oh no, that knob's way too big." She said, "I might be the first person who's ever said that in Ann Summers."
I literally don't know where to go with this. Zoe Wanamaker once saw me coming out of a sex shop.
She still talks about it to this day.
So because of the giant bouquet of knobs and Zoe Wanamaker, we're recording stuff now, basically.
We are.
We ballsed up. And to that, we can only apologise. But these things happen.
I mean, there was a protracted ukulele concert. But sadly, it was marred by the buzz.
No.
So I can't let you hear any of that.
I know why the ukulele keeps going out of tune. I have the screws fallen out at the back, I'll fix that. So, listen, maybe we can use this as an opportunity to clear up a few things. Loads of you have been leaving messages, and I would tell you what the telephone number was, but I don't know what it is, and I've left my phone in there. I might go and get it in a minute, and you can chat to them.
Okay.
And lots of you, we're cutting it. Some of you may be aware that our day job is a night job, and that Catherine and I also host and produce a radio show.
To that end, just a second. I've got a really nasty feeling.
Oh, you've not pressed record.
I'm sure I have.
She's not pressed record. What an absolute pudding. Oh, she has pressed record, but still she's a dick. Is it working, love?
I just couldn't remember that thing. You know, like sometimes you get dressed in the morning and you can't remember putting your pants on.
Not that we're recording this at work.
No.
We're recording this at your house.
Yeah. But I just couldn't remember whether I'd done it.
Do rock stars still get convert their barns and their basements into studios? Because Johnny Marr has got a recording studio in his
Would. And George Harrison used to have a massive one,
didn't he? Always the big thing. You're back to that. Marr's ignored my tweets.
Well, he's a busy man.
Well, no, I've got a tweet from Ian Lee. I'm going to ignore it. That'll learn him. So we snip. Basically, we want this, the rabbit hole, to be separate from the radio show that we do. So lots of you have called in and sent messages that kind of play on the memes that we use during the week at the other place.
Yeah, the various code words and references.
But we don't, if you've noticed, we want this to be a separate entity.
So we don't not put them in.
We don't not put them in. Double negative.
We don't not put them in. I'm being
strict. You talk to them. I'm going to go and get the phone number so they can leave messages. You sent me something as well. Is that for this or is that for something else?
Well, we can use it for this. I'd like to discuss it with you. It's something soulful and some... Oh, he's gone. See, this is the thing. You know, sometimes I just want to talk things through with my mate before I tell you stuff. But as soon as I mentioned soulful, he's out the door. Anyway, where do we go with this? So, the rabbit holes are going really well. It's still not really what we want it to be. We don't really know what we want it to be yet, but we want it to be freewheeling and completely... He's back. Completely standalone from the radio show is what we've been saying.
Oh, hang on a minute.
And
sorry.
We are always taking your... Are you texting someone?
Yeah, because I'm doing this. I'm doing the thing with Eddie Large, my mate Scott's doing the posters, and I sent him like all the bump, right? Yeah. So he's put all the bump on the poster. So the poster's just like all words.
Wordy.
It's all words.
That's going to be too much.
He's furious. Well, it is too much. I mean, look at that. Look at that.
It's a lot of words.
It's all words. He's furious with me. He is furious.
But somewhere where we quite like lots of words is on our answer phone
exactly.
messages.
So why don't you now, while you're listening to these idiots talking, pick up your telephone, for you can contact us via the telephone, and give us a call, 0203 286 6370. That's 0203 286 6370. Or you can Skype Hey Rabbit Hole Show, all one word, no spaces, and leave a message.
Okay, let's think aloud, my friend.
Yeah.
Because we've talked about this, maybe putting little bits of... you said to me last week...
Yes.
If something happens in your life...
Yeah.
Record it.
Oh, yeah. No, you're absolutely right. For example, this...
The sound you can hear is running water. I'm by a brook. I don't know what a brook is.
There we go. So, yeah, stuff like that.
All right, yeah, stuff like that. So I recorded something this morning.
Yeah.
Because I had a...
Was it a buzz?
No, I didn't have a buzz this morning. The buzz was gone. It was buzzless.
Funny, you said the buzz, and look at this bit of paper that's here.
Buzz.
Buzz.
That's someone else's script in my house. How did that happen?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, go on. Get to the point.
So, yeah, this thing happened to me this morning. It was a milestone for me and it was a milestone for my 8-year-old. And the way I got over it was by editing it into a little thing. I mean, that's normal, isn't it? Parents recording their kids.
Yeah.
Audibly.
Yeah. So we're going to hear that now, are we?
Yeah, do you want to hear it?
Well, do you want to... Hang on a minute. This is another bit of me.
Right. I think this is a brook. A brook is like a small stream.
That's me talking about brooks.
Yeah.
Can I read you a text that I received today? You know, I did a voiceover, right? I do a voiceover for this Laugh Out Loud, and today it was Naughtiest Cats or something. I don't know.
I love those.
I love them as well. I think they're brilliant, right? And we got to the studio, and Ben, who is the producer, went off to the toilet, okay? And me and the sound guy, we went downstairs and we sat in the actual studio. And 10 minutes passed. 15 minutes passed. And it was a bit embarrassing.
Oh, Ben.
Then I checked my phone. Ben sent me a text. Can you get someone to get me out of the toilet here? The inside handle is fucked.
Oh, man. And how long before you saw his message? Because he would have had the sweats.
He was down there. It was, well, he sent that. He went up. He went in there just before four. I received that at 7 minutes past four, and I didn't see it until about quarter past four.
Oh, the panic.
And he was banging, and nobody could hear him at all. Oh, that's the best text I've ever received.
So you went and helped him out, or is he still there now?
Who knows? Okay, so we're going to hear something now, and then we're going to go into the main show.
Yeah, you'll hear both of my kids. They are distinct. They're a bit older. One's older than the other one.
Yeah.
I find that's easier.
Yes. Well, twins.
Delivery-wise.
Twins.
We get twins every generation in my family, which is why I'm stopping now.
Yes.
So, yeah, this morning, well, something happy, sad happened.
Today's quite a big day for you, isn't it?
Yes.
So tell us what's happening.
I go to a place where you do rock climbing, sailing and things like that.
Mm-hmm. And you're going to come back tonight, right?
No.
Huh?
I'm going to come back on Friday night.
Well, hang on a minute. It's only Wednesday now, so... What does that mean? You're staying over?
Yes.
I know, really, don't I? Because you've been looking forward to this for a long time.
Yes.
How are you feeling this morning?
Excited. And she's taking my money.
She's taking your money?
My purse.
She's only borrowing it, isn't she?
Mm-mm.
Listen, I don't want to embarrass you or anything, but you've got, like, pen on your nostril. What's going on? Have you been picking your nose with a pen? Should we try and wipe that off before we go out? So you look like somebody owns you. Oh, it's on your fingers as well.
Yeah.
Ah, now I understand why it's up your nose. What's the matter, darling?
I don't want to go anymore.
Is that because we're just about to set out through the door and it's all become a bit... It's all got a bit real, hasn't it?
I think so.
Do you know what? In about half an hour's time, you'll be with your friends. You won't give a monkey's about... us at home. It's going to fly by. You're going to have a wicked time and you're going to have loads to tell me about.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
OK.
So come here, give us a cuddle.
Yeah.
Tell me what you just told me.
I'm lucky to go because my sister has to go to school and I don't have to. I can just run with the day.
That's the spirit. OK. Let's get this big bag then all the way to school. We'll get it on the coach and let the mayhem begin.
Yes.
All the bags are almost done. We've had a great view from various angles of the coach driver's builder's bum. Mitch cut the tension a little bit.
Here they come.
Great big smile on her face. She's so excited. Okay, we got tears on the bus.
Sorry, I think we may have set her off.
It's the thing. Her friend started crying, so she's gone. They'll get around the corner. They'll be fine. I hope. Blimey, that was hard. God help me when she goes to college.
There's the happy, sad thing.
And now here is the show.
Happy!
Now,
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Here we go.
Have you ever dialed the number that's on the telly, like the number on the side of Steve McDonald's cab on Coronation Street, just to see if it's real? Well, this number is real.
All the time. I do this all the time. I don't really watch much TV, so I don't do it so much. But I remember we phoned up Ozcabs.
Did you?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you remember who Ozcabs?
Mehmet. Yeah, that whole family. Yeah, it was. You used to find Ozcabs.
The fictional EastEnders cab company.
Yeah. I tell you what, I managed to trace back. That reminded me. I can trace back where all of my humour comes from one moment. It was like the big bang of comedy for me. It's just like everything. It's like, oh, wow. What you can do is powerful and endless, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was in... it must have been about 1980, 81, and it was an advert for Apple Tice.
Right.
Do you remember Apple Tice?
Yeah, it wasn't a rich vein of comedy, was it?
No. But they gave out a number on the advert, and it said, "Tell us where you've smelt Apple Tice."
What?
And my dad phoned up, right? And it's lame, but to an 8-year-old kid, this was the funniest thing I've ever heard. And we and my sister were stood next to him while he was doing it. Pissing ourselves laughter. He phoned up and he went, "Hello, my name is Malcolm Rugby and I smelt Apple Tice whilst I was on the bog having a dump." Right? 1981.
This is your dad.
8-year-old me is going, fuck, that is, oh man. Because he hadn't smelt it when he was on the bog. He hadn't smelt it. But he phoned up. And that, I mean, it explains why my comedy is rubbish. But it's that moment I can trace it back to when wow. Everything kind of fell into place.
What did he win?
Oh, no, nothing.
I'm suggesting he won.
No, they phoned him up and told him to, could he stop phoning? It was right. It was actually causing problems for the staff. Have you ever phoned a number on the side of a thing?
Only Childline. Just to check.
That is dark. 0800 11 11. That is dark.
We all did though, didn't we?
Well, that Zach generation. Why don't we? We sent this out as an email to the people that were coming earlier on, and so many of these were absolutely brilliant. Is Rob here? God, I know something. Are you the one that did you reply about this?
Yeah.
Yeah, go over there, Catherine. Take the microphone if you will, because this.
Right, hang on.
Is this a wind up?
Not far away.
This is incredible, right? This is incredible.
When I first read it, I thought, oh, he's doing a joke. Then I thought, you're not. Here
we go. You look like an honest gentleman, sir. But this is incredible. Go on, Rob.
Hiya. I remember, I think I had the 24 box set and I was watching the DVD extras.
Yeah.
And I remember there being like a, I don't know, feature where they basically said that they used to implant numbers into the plot of 24. So you'd see like Jack Bauer typing them into a phone.
Yeah.
So it was instantly recognisable. If you call that number, you could either speak to the cast or crew of the of 24.
Has anybody else heard that? You're nodding.
Not 24, but other shows, yes.
Because I mean, 24 finished years ago, so it's too late now. But if that's true, that's absolutely mind-blowing.
Amazing, yeah.
Did you get through to Jack Bauer?
I was watching on DVD. So oh. I think by the time, I think I actually might have tried to call it. I mean, it's an American number, obviously,
yeah.
But I think it was long gone.
One of my favourites on the one of the 24 box sets extras was, do you see the Ricky Gervais sketch? Where he's like with the president and the cast of 24. He's like he's a security man or so. He's like, you know, he's in the White House, and they're going, oh man, there's a terrorist and this bomb and then we've got an assassination attempt. And he's going, call Jack Bauer. He's going, yeah. And it goes on for ages. He goes, call Jack Bauer. No one, just me. Okay, right. We'll cut that bit out. It was a shit joke, and he's shit. Let's. Where's Richard? Is Richard still here? Richard might have gone. I'll read Richard's. Richard says, "There's a now. I've never dialed a number from TV, but there's a phone number in the Wiley song, Bo E3. Does anyone know Wiley? There was a message from Wiley on there at one point. Then Frank Sidebottom released a song. I remember I got it for Christmas Day on one of his EPs. Timpoli 969-1909. And if you phoned it up, you got through to Frank Sidebottom. It was fantastic. Irene. Let's have Irene.
I remember where Irene is.
Let's go and...
Right.
If Irene is still here, she may have gone.
Is Irene? She is. I see
her. Irene's here. Irene's a trooper. Not like some of these slackers that couldn't stick around.
Here we go. My name, so...
Hello.
Hello, Irene.
Hello.
Go on, well, tell us about what you used to... You didn't phone TV numbers, but you did something equally as exciting.
When I was 16 and it was in my first job in a shop, me and the manager and another girl used to... Because it was one of those... It was like one of those 24-hour shops had just been introduced. And we used to sit there at 3 in the morning and phone people out of the phone book and pretend to be the police, saying that your car's been seen doing a hit and run and you need to come down to the station.
The audience has turned against Irene, haven't they?
I got to say, I'm not proud. I'm not proud.
But those days, you know, I'm guessing the 90s?
Mid-80s.
Mid-80s, okay. That was hijinks. Now that would be scamming.
Yeah. Yeah, you would expect to get arrested
for it,
I guess.
What was the response that people gave?
Some people hung up. Lots of people answered, which is even that seems bizarre now. But a lot of people took it quite seriously and were saying, but I haven't done anything. And we were saying, well, I'm sorry, but you've been witnessed. And it was pretty horrible.
Round of applause for Irene.
I was 16.
For being terrible. Here we go. We've done that one. Raymond says, 30 years ago, I tried ringing the number on the opening credits of the Rockford Files. The Rockford Files, geez. And now Ben and Phil said, both of them, well, Ben said, when I was 8, I tried to call the Ghostbusters from the number on the advert in the film. Did they answer? Spooky disappeared. He disappeared. We'll never know.
We'll never know.
I used to do the similar thing to Irene, but I would phone up foreign countries. And I, of course, didn't know how the system worked, but we had an international dialing code book. So it would have all the it would have all the dialing codes. So I would phone up like France or Miami or something. I phoned up Chile once. It's pronounced Chile, I've discovered. And I'm trying to experiment saying Chile, but I sound
Sounds
like
funny,
a,
doesn't it?
No, words that when you pronounce them properly, you sound like a knob. Chile. Moog instead of Moog synthesizer, it's pronounced Moog.
GIF.
Sorry?
GIF.
SIF.
No, GIF. You know, the moving pictures.
Oh, yeah, GIF. It's pronounced GIF. There's some controversy
it's
around
not a GIF.
That. You've got another think coming. All of these things, you sound like a knob when you say them. I would dial the number for France and then just type in random numbers and repeat ad infinitum until I got through to someone.
How did you get hold of the phone? Because our phone was like in the middle of the house where everyone, I mean, that you couldn't. Access the phone in a sneaky way.
Mum was in bed asleep.
Ah, right.
Just sneak downstairs and do you remember the chat rooms, chat lines in the 80s?
I remember...
Party chat. Hey.
Don't be bored. Call friends.
Party chat. Mm-hmm. And what did anyone do this? Irene, I bet you did this. And it wasn't like, you know, not like the sexy chat rooms. By the way, I can feel my voice is going. Mm-hmm. I'm having a week off. Not the sexy chat, but you'd phone up and you'd be in a virtual room with like eight other people and they'd all be going, hello, hello, hello.
Bit like this.
Hello, hello. Can you hear me? Fuckers. Who said that? It was me who was saying that generally. And you'd be like chatting to eight random people and it wasn't premium rate. Well, it was actually. Well, some of it was. And my mum got a phone bill for 400 quid. When I was 16 years old, she went absolutely mental with me.
I never did anything like that, but I did have my daughter ring the speaking clock for an hour and a half once.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. That's when I learned to lock my mobile phone. I think it cost about 70 quid.
Hello, caller. You're down the rabbit hole.
Hello. Hello?
Yeah, turn your periscope off.
You're down the rabbit hole.
Jesus.
Ah, there we go.
Thank you.
Sorry.
You will be. Yes.
I was just going to say, don't shave your beard off. You look like Orson Welles.
I take that as a great compliment. But I think I'm done with the beard for a bit. I think I want to get rid of it.
I know exactly what's going to happen. It'll go the next day. You'll go,
I'll grow it back. Yeah. I'll just grow it back.
It's the beauty of beards.
Also, I can donate it to hairless men who can't grow beards. I'll put it in a jiffy bag.
No, nobody shaves their beard off and afterwards thinks that's a good idea.
Now, one of the reasons I'm growing a beard is when I do shave it off, I will instantly look 10 years younger. That's just a fact. When it's the only reason that you should grow long hair. It's because when you eventually see sense and get it cut short, gentlemen I'm speaking to specifically, you look 10 years younger. So I think what's your name, caller?
Twan.
Twan. Well, Twan, are you in this room now?
I was. I had to leave.
Yeah. Why? What was the emergency, Twan?
I was slowly melting.
Okay, no, fair play. I can give you that, Twan. I will keep in mind your suggestion. Thank you, Twan.
Cheers.
There we go. That was. He sounded
gutted. He'd started going home and thought, oh, there was one thing I wanted to say to him. Must save beard.
You're listening to The Rabbit Hole with me, Ian Lee.
I'm me, Catherine Boyle.
We're recording this live in London, but dear listener, on Saturday, May the 6th, we'll be coming live from Europe's gay capital, Manchester. It is, isn't it?
You're going to love it.
That wasn't a joke. It is Europe's gay capital.
I don't know what the capital is at the moment. I don't keep abreast of these situations.
Okay, well, I thought...
Why not? It could be.
Let's embrace it. If you want tickets for that, ticketsource.co.uk/Ian-Lee. Mm-hmm. I think we've done all we can do here. Let's send these merry ladies and gentlemen on their way home, shall we? You've been listening to The Rabbit Hole. Thank you very much. Good night.
And don't forget, we record these in front of a live audience. If you want to be part of it, you need to go to
www.ticketsource.co.uk/Ian-Lee. ticketsource.co.uk/Ian-Lee.
And we'll see you down the rabbit hole.
It's an Alex Aggie production.
Me like you.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.